Back to school is a most exciting time for children. Many look forward to marching out in new uniforms, being placed in a new grade, and using new textbooks. For parents, it is that time when they have to ensure that things are in place. School fees are paid, uniforms made or adjusted, and not to mention getting the necessary textbooks. In this regard, the Consumer Affairs Commission, the CAC, is encouraging parents to utilize the approved list endorsed by the Ministry of Education when making purchases for textbooks. This appeal comes as the CAC carries out its role to assist consumers in making wise decisions, especially in finding the most affordable prices for textbooks. Chief Executive Officer at the CAC, Dulcie Allen, says important to this is the provision of information to consumers through the agency's annual school textbook price survey. For this year, the survey, done in collaboration with the Ministry of Education, was executed between July 25 and August 5.
This year we went out in the field and we started off July 25 to August 5. We surveyed 76 stores island-wide, except for Trelawney, because we were not able to identify a bookstore in Trelawney.
133 of the most popular textbooks were selected for observation at major franchise bookstores such as Sangster's and Kingston Bookshop, as well as smaller independent retailers. Of the 133, 13 were infant school texts, 30 from the primary and 90 from the high school level.
What we found this year is that we had a general increase in prices of an average of 4%. For the Kingston and Metropolitan, we had an average increase of 5%. But for the rest of Jamaica, it was basically 4%.
But how were these textbooks selected? Director of Research at the CAC, Charmaine Thomas, explains the strategy.
We contacted the schools across the island and we obtained book lists from them. From these book lists, we did what was called a frequency analysis. This analysis involved looking at the most popular textbooks that were found on these book lists, compile a listing of these books, and then submit these books to the Ministry of Education for these books to be reviewed.
After the review by the ministry, the CAC sought to compile their survey forms, which were tested for accuracy as it relates to the edition and identification number of the books. The next steps included data collection, verification, and later, analysis.
We do the analysis of the data in two levels. We look at the prices and we use what is called the coefficient of variation, which is a measure to determine the percentage deviation of the average price of the books from the mean prices. So in other words, we want to see how competitive the prices for our books are.
Mrs. Thomas says the CAC has made it easy for consumers to decide on their purchases, as they can always visit the agency's website and access what is called a price inquiry tool to help them in the process. As per usual, the CAC has several tips for parents who will be purchasing textbooks for their children this back-to-school period.
Among these tips, we ask our consumers at the outset of the school year, don't just go ahead and purchase all the books which are on the book list. They need to prioritize, and so what they can do is to contact the school, find out from the teacher what are the books that will be needed first, and then purchase these. And as the year goes along, they can find out which one is needed next, and they go ahead and do this.
Director of Research at the CAC, Charmaine Thomas. Parents are also being encouraged to take advantage of the National Textbook Rental Scheme or purchase pre-owned books. For more information on the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC's School Textbook Price Survey 2016, visit their website cac.gov.jm or call 906-5425 or 906-8568.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.